Good morning, 7:42 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our update from Coffeyville Community College. Joining us, we have Yvonne Hull. How are you doing, ma'am?
Good morning. It's a beautiful Monday.
It is a beautiful
Chiefs
Monday.
Won.
Yeah.
Go Chiefs.
Yeah, I know you were watching the game. So.
I was. Yep. I was a little nervous at the end. I mean, sure. You know, relying on Butker.
Well, right. You know, we were watching most of it, but then I had to go on off to bed. But as I was, I heard fireworks going off. So I was like, well, I think I know who won.
Yes, absolutely.
That was great.
So. I thought I was going to have to unfriend some people.
Oh,
you know,
my.
It's all good. I still love them.
Right? Yeah. We're working through it
yes,
today.
Yes. So, yes.
Good deal. Well, we got some stuff coming up at CCC as the spring semester keeps going right along. You wanted to talk about an auction we got coming up?
I just want to put it on folks' calendar.
Yeah.
Typically, our auction is the first weekend of May, and we have bumped it up a weekend. So it is April 29th. So mark your calendars. It's going to be a great evening, a wonderful opportunity for folks to purchase some really great items and make donations and help change the lives of several of our students. It is our fundraiser for our foundation, and so that's what allows us to be able to give so many scholarships to those students. And, you know, probably about 87% of our students are on some type of aid, whether that be through financial aid from FAFSA or scholarship of some kind. So it's a very important night for us, and we just want to make sure that folks are aware that it is coming up sooner than later.
Mark your calendars.
That's right.
We also have a second 8-week set of classes.
Yes, those are going to start the Monday after spring break. So if you have one class that you'd like to take, then this is a great opportunity to get in, visit with our Student Success Center. You can email them at studentsuccess@coffeyville.edu. And any of the very talented folks in there would be able to assist you with checking out what classes we do have available and getting you enrolled.
Well, and it's hard to believe that we're less than a month out from spring break.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I'm looking forward to it, actually. So, but yes, March 11th through the 19th, basically, that Saturday to Sunday, we will be closed for spring break.
Man, that's wild. So it's,
I know, it's coming
along. And you said you also have some developments from the CDL program.
Well, okay, so here's a couple of new things that we are introducing on our campus. And one of them is CDL, and the other one is shooting sports. So we are pretty stoked about both of those. We have recently hired someone to take both of those projects on. And this fall, we hope to be able to have that program, both of those programs, in full swing. You know, shooting sports has become a huge activity for area high schools in Kansas, especially. And so we are aware of that and trying to provide opportunities for students, Kansas students, who want to do something that they enjoy and be able to get their education at the same time.
Well, and I imagine there's probably some scholarship money for
there is. So, yes, we do have scholarships available for our shooting sports program. And then the CDL course, that has come about at the request of multiple businesses and industries, not only in Southeast Kansas, but in the region as well. So, you know, down into Oklahoma. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned.
Okay.
You can follow what's happening on our website at coffeyville.edu, and we will keep folks aware of what's happening and where we are with that. But
so
too exciting.
Yeah, the goal will be to be able to have that, you know, program. People can come in from the ground level and obtain their CDL within, you know, however long that process takes.
Right. And, you know, it's very nice. There's several businesses that require your CDL. So we're excited to be able to offer that.
And then on the shooting sports, is the plan to use the range here in town? Do you know?
Well, we're actually trying to figure that out,
okay.
Work that out. We've got a couple of spots ourselves that we're kind of looking at, but then there's also the opportunity to partner with some other, others in the area and maybe share, shooting areas, you know?
Sure. Well, that's very cool. So look forward to staying
tuned
on that too.
Yeah.
Good deal. And then graduation applications.
I know. Can you believe we're already talking about graduation? I don't know. I think I'm going to be a little sad. I really like this group of students that we've got. We've really gotten to know them really well. But March 3rd is the deadline to apply for graduation. And that's so that we have time to order in caps and gowns and make sure that we get everything in that we need for that day. So, yes, students, if you are listening, please know that March 3rd, or parents, if you're listening and want to encourage your students to not miss that deadline, that is March 3rd.
That's another good reminder here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah, hard to believe that we're already talking about that. So.
I know. It's crazy. It goes by so fast.
Yep. Well, hey, anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
I don't believe so. I think, you know, we're cruising along. Students are in the full swing of spring semester, and it's never too early to visit with someone in our Student Success Center for the fall semester. So if someone would like to maybe take a tour of our campus, then by all means, reach out to us. Or if you want to talk about actual classes, then give our Student Success Center a shout, and they'd be more than happy to help you.
And then on a similar note, I think I remember a couple weeks ago you were talking about there's also some spring classes, like kind of community classes that are offered.
We do offer those. I'm not sure what the lineup is as of yet for this spring, but in the past we've done cake decorating. We've done some short-term pottery classes. We've done just a variety of different things. So I know there's been some interest in some crochet classes. So, you know, it just depends on what we can find instructors for. Some planting, gardening classes.
Sure.
So
very
anyway,
cool.
Yeah, there's always something going on at Coffeyville Community College.
Well, that's great. Wonderful. Well, Yvonne, I really appreciate you coming on this morning and letting us know all about those.
You bet. Anytime.
Good deal. Well, coming up, we do have a very busy Monday. We are going to be joined by the folks from Skank Insurance here at 8:10. And then right around 8:30, we'll hear from the students from Field Kinley, their update. And then we'll also get an update from Dr. Correll, because we do have a meeting tonight, a bunch of school board meetings tonight. We'll be covering all of those, and then we'll have an update from the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club at 9:10. So it is a very, very busy Monday, so keep it here.